Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio. We have Jeff Lindsay, a registered U.S. patent agent. And like I said earlier, he's got 100 patents himself, former corporate patent strategist from Kimberly-Clark Corporation. He's written a book called Conquering Innovation Fatigue. He's also the director of Innovation Edge, the solution development there. Very, very interesting guy, and definitely giving us a load of information tonight. And I know that you have a lot more to share with us, right, Jeff?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I also know that Jeff, being the one of the authors of the book, I think that you mentioned earlier that you might have some books to share with us, right, to give away?
Yes, we do. We're giving away a couple of books to callers tonight, so yes.
Okay, great. Let me give you the call-in number. Get your copy of Conquering Innovation Fatigue, Overcoming the Barriers to Personal and Corporate Success. And Jeff Lindsay himself is one of the main authors of that book. The call-in number, 877-474-3302. Now, I know there's people that choose not to call in. Jeff would like to give it to call-in listeners, so please call in with any questions that you have. Emails, we'll see. Maybe we'll consider the emails too, Jeff, right? But
sure.
But we'll give that number, 877-474-3302. Brian@gotinvention.com is my email. So let's get back to the show, Jeff, and let's talk about we ended the last segment with basically me as an inventor going out there and putting myself and my idea on the line by doing my patent search by myself. I'm almost scared to say about somebody doing their patents, their actual patent filing by themselves. But I know that there's a couple things that we could talk about that makes a patent very, very important and have proper protection. So we could talk about, I know that there's questions that come up all the time about provisional patents, and also what about, so let's maybe do one at a time. I know that provisional patents is a hot item, and then what we're going to do is talk about what actually comprises up the content of a patent that makes it
sure.
Really secure. So if you could share that with us, Jeff.
Yeah, a provisional patent is one of the really interesting recent developments in U.S. patent law. It is unique in that it isn't really a patent, should not be thought of as a patent. It's a patent application. It doesn't become a patent. Nothing happens to it. It's simply a way to get your foot in the door to establish a priority date. You file this provisional patent application. It's very low cost, very easy to do. For a small business, it only costs $110 is the filing fee. And it should disclose what your invention is. That gives you 1 year to beef things up, to decide if you really want to do it, to fill in the gaps, and then you have to then file a regular, full-fledged utility patent application, much higher filing fee, within a year from your filing date, if you're to keep it alive.
Not to cut you off, Jeff, I just got to ask you this question, though, because a lot of people that I know, and just being in the inventor's world, a lot of people do the provisional patent first before they even do a patent search. How do you feel about that?
That's not necessarily a bad thing if you're skilled and you know what you're doing, but it's also a very good way to throw a lot of money away. For the small amount of time it can take to do a search, I think it's foolish to jump in to doing a provisional application. The real reason is this, though. The real problem with that approach is this. A provisional patent application, to be any good, has to meet very high standards under patent law. It has to give a proper written description, an enabled written description of the invention. That means you have to know what the invention is. If you haven't done a prior art search, do you really know what the invention is? And you have to be able to describe it in the right way in sufficient detail to enable someone to make or practice this invention. Those standards are rarely understood by inventors, and it's not something you can expect to have success in just doing it yourself. Many people have tried to do provisional patent applications themselves, and what they've ended up doing in so many cases is creating a false sense of security that then allowed them to go out and, you know, talk about things or tell others about the invention, and suddenly they find out that they've disclosed their invention and that provisional didn't really give them any protection or coverage because it was done improperly.
Does the patent office even look at the provisional patent?
They they don't really look at provisionals. They don't examine them. There's an initial glance to see if it's complete when you file it, but it is not examined for substantive content.
Okay, so if my idea, if I'm not really sure about my idea, but I want some kind of protection because I'm going into some meetings, and I just file a provisional patent just to secure that filing date and not really have anything majorly, the content really altogether, but mm-hmm. I'm just kind of doing it for that, and then it expires worthless basically because I'm giving it a year to try to, let's say, license my idea. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I guess I would ask the question, how would you feel about just filing a blank piece of paper, and what protection have you obtained by doing that? Because if you don't do it right, if you don't understand patent law, if you don't properly describe your invention, you may just be filing a worthless piece of paper. So the real question is, what does it take to make that provisional patent do you any good? For it to do any good, it needs to be a full, complete, legally proper disclosure of the invention. Now, it can be improper in many senses. It can be sloppy. You can have typos all over. The figures can be hand-drawn, not up to the standards of patent law, but enough to, you know, enable the invention. So it can certainly be a cheaper alternative to prepare. But as a general rule, if your patent application, if the provisional patent application is to really help you, it should be prepared with just about as much care and caution as a regular utility, which means it should be costing you just about as much. There are people out there who will say, hey, you know, I'll do one for $300, $500. I'm not necessarily saying that is always the wrong way to go, but you almost certainly can't get the same quality that you're going to need for a real U.S. patent application.
Right. So that was totally my point. You know, a lot of people just, and the whole point to that, Jeff, and to kind of press that question on you, I feel like people don't take the provisional patent seriously.
You know, a lot of them don't, and they need to, because if it's just a worthless piece of paper, if they're just filing a blank envelope and they're saying, hey, I've got a filing date, they really don't have anything. When they file a utility application and they claim priority to that provisional patent, well, that may look nice, but if anyone wants to seriously look at your patent, to consider licensing it or even litigating against it, they're immediately going to go look at the provisional and say, hey, this was junk. And what you may have done by thinking you had protection during that year, there may have been other publications. There may have been people that had disclosed your invention to the public. You may have disclosed it to the public. You may have done all sorts of things that weaken your future rights.
And if
you're going to do a provisional, do it right.
Right. You know what, Jeff? I always think about this, and I like to share this with inventors. When you go, I know because just I get approached with it all the time. How much does a patent cost? How much does a provisional patent cost? Well, you know what? The real question is, and the question basically that you should go to a patent agent or patent attorney with is, I need a provisional patent. How much of my patent, of my non-provisional patent, which is otherwise known as a utility patent, how much of that patent are you really going to write for me that's going to be converted into the next stage? So how much of the provisional patent? So one person can charge $500 for a provisional patent, kind of just putting your idea together and just saving that filing date. And another person can actually take it much more seriously and bring it to a level where it's 75% of a non-provisional that actually gets filed, and they charge you a couple $1,000s. So whether it's a provisional patent or a non-provisional patent or whatever you're doing, really find out how much of the actual patent is going to be included in there so you know what to expect when that provisional does come due.
I do want to point out some of the advantages of provisionals. I do use them in my own practice, and even for my own. I have a patent myself that just recently issued, and it began with a couple of provisionals. A provisional is a really good way to cement what you have at the moment when you know you're still developing things, when you know that, well, I have these test results. They won't come out for a few more months. One of our clients right now is a brilliant innovation that I think is going to revolutionize a certain aspect of the personal healthcare market. But there's some test results that we're still waiting for. So we filed a provisional, and then some more information came. We filed another provisional, with some updated drawings, and now we're waiting for those test results, and then we're going to either file a utility because we've written it as if it were a utility, or we may say we still need some more information, let's do another provisional. We'll do a series of rolling provisionals during that 12-month period that began with our first provisional to keep adding new content, potential new aspects of the invention as we discover them, and then we will be ready to wrap it all up with a utility filing a year later. And there may be yet further utility applications or perhaps even new provisionals later on as we look at new aspects of the inventions that are coming out of this excellent inventor's work. So there's a lot you can do. And corporations, if you look at some of the world's leading corporations with intellectual property, you'll find companies like Kimberly-Clark and Procter & Gamble and others are using provisional applications, not all the time, but enough to get your attention. So it's an important part of what you can do with IP strategy.
It is, and I hope you didn't mind, Jeff, that we spent a little time on provisional patents, because I know that's a real, real important question to inventors out there, and it's really one of the starting points of your invention, whether it's a service or a product or whatever it is, process. And we appreciate you giving us that full input on how to protect us from the beginning.
And it's a topic we also address in the book, Conquering Innovation Fatigue, with my co-authors Cheryl Perkins and Mukund Karanjikar, because all three of us have run into so many heartbreaking stories where good inventors, good companies, really messed up with improper approach to intellectual assets.
And I remember you told me one the other day, but we're going to be coming up to a break, and we're actually coming up to segment four in a few minutes, Jeff. I'm telling you, these shows fly by. I definitely want to be able to share some of those stories, and we have some more to discuss. We're going to come back in a few minutes. Is that okay, Jeff?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we'll be back with segment four. You're listening to Got Invention Radio on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Please join us for segment four in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
Hi, Jack Warren here, host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on the WS Radio Network. I hear people say they feel chained to their office desk. They spend hours stuck in traffic just to get to their office computers. They stay late. They go in on the weekends just to keep up. Technology is supposed to make your life easier, not more complicated. Now, I have a proven solution where you work from anywhere in any computer with GoToMyPC. Whether it's a Mac or a PC, you can access your computer, use any program, work on any file, check your email, access network resources with GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. WS Radio listeners can try GoToMyPC for free for the next 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMyPC.com/talk. That's GoToMyPC.com/talk for a free trial.